Teen users of a social media app called Yubo have come forward to report that the perpetrator of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting had threatened to commit school shootings as well as rapes on the platform in the weeks leading up to the attack. It's yet another example of a mass shooting incident linked to the online subculture of violent misogyny called incel culture. For more on how to make sense of this subculture, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by online extremism expert Caroline Or Bueno, postdoctoral research associate at the University of Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What is an incel, and how do we know the Uvalde shooter was influenced by that subculture?
So an incel is shorthand for involuntary celibate. It is essentially a group of often young men online who want to be sexually active and are not. And it is that whole culture sort of centers around a deep resentment and hate towards women, generally women who have turned down sexual advances from them. And with this latest shooting, there was just some reporting that has come out recently about this this man's online presence and his interactions with young girls on this social media app called Yubo. And multiple young girls said that, you know, when he in their interactions with him, when they turned down his advances, he responded by threatening, in one case, to rape and murder the girl and her mother. There were a couple other witnesses who said they had also observed that same pattern with him, which, again, this is something that we have seen over and over and over again with men who commit acts of mass violence like this, probably most notoriously in the U.S., Elliot Rodger, which was back several years ago, and I think kind of drew that nation's attention to this. And, unfortunately, it's a pattern we're still seeing now.
All right. That was the Santa Barbara tragedy. The Secret Service just released a report in March about how incel culture is a rising threat of domestic terrorism. But has that really changed any anti-terrorism efforts so far?
Not that we are aware of, at least, not publicly. And, there is sort of a growing awareness. Even the Texas Department of Public Safety back in 2020 issued a report recognizing that, and their report also focused specifically on incels and kind of recognizing that as a growing domestic terror threat. But there's not, really action that has been taken to prevent these men from buying weapons to kill people. And I think, unfortunately, part of it is the fact that some of their behaviors, some of their attitudes and beliefs about women are so common that it's hard to know exactly how we would go about addressing that, because they're everywhere. And how do you find the ones who are going to go on to commit violence? And I think that's a sad reflection there.
And it's really disturbing to find out that the users who witnessed the shooter's threats said they all reported his account to Yubo, but it still wasn't taken down. So what is the responsibility of Yubo's, Yubo and other social media platforms?
Well, I think, once again, I think this is a huge, disturbing reminder that we really do need to take women and girls seriously when they report this stuff, that it's not an overreaction. It's not women being, quote unquote, hysterical, that, it is an indicator that something is wrong when people do stuff like that. And we need to be listening to women and girls when they bring it up, because right now, we're ignoring a lot of red flags, and it discourages other women from reporting incidents like this that, may be the next one. So I think social media companies and the public more broadly, you know, just has a huge responsibility to stop trivializing it and stop normalizing it.
All right. If you see something or hear something, say something. Thank you so much. Online extremism expert Caroline Orr Bueno, postdoctoral research associate at the University of Maryland.